When I was in college, our philosophy of science instructor informed us that with 6 billion people on the planet, we would never have an original thought. This is not true. Hi, my name is James Wood, and my thesis is on a deep-sea octopus called Bathypolypus arcticus, the spoon-armed octopus. Octopuses. Yes, octopuses, not octopi. The word octopi is a linguistic bastard, a Greek word with a Latin ending. Octopuses belong to a group called cephalopods. These animals change shape, texture, and color in a fraction of a second. When you think of camouflage, you probably think of a chameleon. To change color, chameleons use hormones released in their bloodstream. Cephalopods use nerves, a much faster and much more precise system. Cephalopods also have brains, which is pretty amazing for an invertebrate with relatives such as an oyster, an animal that looks like a living booger and doesn't even have a head. Most of what we know about octopuses comes from a handful of shallow water nearshore species. However, 40% of octopuses are deep sea species, and until my research, we knew very little about their life processes, such as behavior, life history, and physiology. I was able to capture, transport, breed, and raise their offspring in the lab. This is a first for any species of deep sea octopus. The spoon-armed octopus has a relatively largest male reproductive arm of all octopuses, but nobody knew how it was used. I was the first to document their mating. While most octopuses only live a year, my deep-sea octopuses spent over 400 days just guarding their eggs, not eating the entire time. Most baby octopuses double their weight every 10 days or so. My deep-sea octobabies grew incredibly slowly. Their activity, behavior, diet, and growth physiology were all different from their better-studied, shallow-water relatives.